Gary, did you see the Chris Harris's play on the video?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, I just say this. You know, first off, I just so thankful Chris okay. That's only, you know, one of the things making me feel better today, you know, to watch you play. Obviously, I disagree with the play, but, you know, I'll take my opinion to the league and deal with it from that standpoint.
Something you would submit formally and say?
Oh, yeah, definitely disagree with the play. And like I said, I'll take my opinion to the league.
What about Tlaib's
reaction? Here's the way I feel about that, Mike. I mean, first off, we got a strong team. We got each other's back. You better have each other's back, you know, in this business and what we do. But you also got to be smart, and you can't hurt your team. So that's what I tell our players. That's what I told Aqib. He understands that. You know, we can't put ourselves in a position where we're hurting what's going on the field. So that's the way I address this stuff.
What about what he said after the game? And I'm quoting here, if I see this guy, I'm going to kick his ass.
You know, you'll have to ask Aqib about that, you know. It's an emotional game. I've said that many a times for me, as well as Aqib and a lot of guys. And we battle with each other, very emotional, and we'll deal with it as we go.
You, same thing with Emmanuel. I saw you.
Same thing. He's wrong. He knows that. He's wrong. You can't, you know, I really, has to be explained to me. I know you can spike the ball and throw the ball or whatever, but, you know, you can't choreograph something. So it's my understanding he choreographed pitching a baseball or something. So you can't do it. You can't hurt your team. You know, we're in a one-score game. He knows that.
What's contributing to the slow starts in the first quarter?
You know, it's really frustrating. You know, you go back a few weeks ago against New Orleans, we got off to a great start, you know. And yesterday you go look at the film. You know, the thing, first off, I don't just say we got off to a slow start. I go look at what we're doing, you know. So I'm sitting there watching nine plays offensively. We missed a pass protection. We had a couple of busts. We put a ball on the ground. So when you're doing that, you're not going to be successful. So it's not about the plays. It's about execution. It's about detail. It's about some of those things. So then you have to ask yourself, well, why? You know, why is the detail not there early in the game? That's what we're trying to do, trying to find out, trying to figure it out.
Coach, where are you guys on the injury front with Todd? And
it's still an evaluation period. Coming out of the game, Todd's the biggest one. Got an oblique issue, in my understanding. So he tried to battle through it, but Zaire came in and played really well.
How was Trevor feeling?
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he came out fine. You know, no setbacks or anything, so should be good moving forward.
Given the way Trevor's throwing the ball in the second half, the Chiefs and Patriots, is there any inclination to say, you know what, let's just spread it out and go there from jump, or do you still try to stick?
Well, that's definitely what we did in the second half. You know that. You know, Troy, the biggest thing, snaps is the biggest thing, you know. So yesterday in the first half, I think we had 22 snaps as an offensive football team. They had the ball, and we didn't do anything with it when we had it. So you got to get snaps to have things happen. And we went and found snaps in the second half, made plays, moved the ball. But you also got to make those plays that win games, you know, that close games. And we got four or five plays to make, a couple on his behalf, a couple on the receiver's behalf, that closed the football game and you find a way to win. So those are the plays we got to go make.
Gary, why does your quarterback and your offense seem to function better late when you're off script as opposed to on script in the first part of the game?
I would disagree with that. I mean, we're struggling early in some games. You know, I agree with that. I would agree from that standpoint here lately. But, you know, if you look at Trevor's numbers, obviously they're big numbers, you know, really big numbers in a game yesterday. But it comes back to, like I said, if you don't stay on the field and you're not getting snaps, those numbers aren't going to come. And yesterday in the second half, we did that. So we got to look at how we can start better and start faster as a football team with better detail on what we're doing.
You think Devontae started this offseason and everything, recovering from two meniscus surgeries. We asked you last week, but, I mean, it looks like, you know, he's losing some juice a little bit there.
Well, he and Justin, I think they split the game about 27-28, something like that. They're almost right down the middle as far as plays go. If you're asking me, does Justin need a little break or something, if that's what you're – I mean, Devontae, if that's what you're asking me, we don't have that luxury, Mike. I mean, we got to go. I mean, it's crunch time, and everybody's got to buckle down. It's like guys playing hurt, nicked up, like Trevor yesterday. A lot of guys playing hurt around this league as part of our business and what we do. And you're right, a lot has been asked of Devontae, but he's got to step to the plate and keep going, you know. And I mean,
Juwan maybe, is it? Is he
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Juwan, you know, has played a little bit in the situation we got in last week. He's played a little bit. But, I mean, I believe in Book. I think he's a good football player. He's working hard. I think he's got some big playability in him. Obviously, we got to go get some more out of it. Yesterday, touching the ball three times is hard for me to sit here and say, you know, he had a lot of opportunities. But, no, he's got to continue to go. And I think he's doing fine, Mike. He's got to continue to go.
Even dating back to last year, you're the head coach, but you're also an offensive coordinator, too, in a lot of ways. How frustrating is this offense to you, really dating back to last year?
What do you mean? From what standpoint? What are you asking me?
The offense struggled last year, struggling this year, and you're an offensive mind. Yeah. How frustrating is that for you personally?
Well, we won a lot of games last year, right. You know, so somebody's doing something right, you know. And we're sitting here 8-5, and I'm positive. I think, you know, we could be better. There could be, you know, some things could be worse. But I believe in what we're doing and how, and we got to just keep battling, keep doing it. We've got some young players in some key positions, but we'll keep going. They're doing some good things. We need to do them more consistently.
Harry, do you talk about the playoffs with the team?
I think we talk at times. You know, my concern more with players, I try to stay focused on the moment. You know, I try to stay focused on how we're playing. You know, I guess it's the season ended today. We're a playoff team. Am I right, Patrick? You know, but my concern right now is how we're playing. You know, we got to play more consistent as a football team. You know, we got a big game coming up this week against the best team in football. You know, they got a lot of wins under their belt, so really challenge the key for us right now is to play better.
Today he had that fumble at the end, but, you know, aside from that, how do you feel about where he's at and where the tight end
is? Is that AJ? Well, he's been a nice addition to our team. You know, he's been, playing for us, six, 7 weeks, something like that. So he's made some good plays for us. We need to continue to go to him. You know, he did a lot of good things in the game. He's got to put the ball away, that type of thing, but we need him. We need him making plays for us, and I think he's shown the ability to do that.
How would you rate Forsett's first start for the
game? He did a lot of good stuff. Don't want to fumble, you know, on your first touch, you know, but did a lot of good things in the game, picked up some blitzes, made some plays for us. I think he can help us here down the stretch, so nobody feels worse about the turnover, but he also contributed to a lot of good things in the game.
Here, you have the toughest remaining schedule in the league. I don't think it's even close. Part of you look forward to that? I mean,
yeah,
this is it.
Very much so. Very much so. I look forward to getting back to work. I just got through with the players. You know, we're frustrated, you know, disappointed, you know, yesterday, those type of things. But at the same time, there's a lot of good things ahead of us, you know, that we can go make happen. But for us to make it happen, we have to play better. So that's my message to them, focusing on how we're playing better. Have a good week of work. We're going to have to play exceptional here, you know, especially starting this week.
How do you think Corey and Zaire play replacing those guys, and where's their role going?
We struggled to stop the run the first half, didn't play very good. You know, we obviously in the second half played really, really well. With Todd going out, Zaire came in, and as they said, he played really well. Zaire is one of our highest grading guys defensively. So Corey played a lot of plays, some good things, kind of had a good half, a half he could play better in, and that could probably be said for the whole group.
Gary, could we see more of Jordan Taylor going forward as you're trying to find that third?
Yeah, he played 30-something plays yesterday. That's about normal. I mean, we suited six guys, he and Benny. I think Cody played the least of the group of guys that suited up. But we went to a bunch of three wides in the second half and stuff. He played a lot. Ball just didn't come his way as much.
Hopeful Brandon Marshall can make it back this
week. We'll see, Mike. That's what's going on right now. I just walked across him in the training room. I think he's day-to-day in what's going on. You know, I think he and Todd right now are the concerns. You know, as we move forward this week, we'll see where we're at.
Is Emmanuel dealing with anything?
Wife's in labor as we speak. So they, my understanding, they induced her today. Had some issues a couple weeks ago. They held off till today and should be a father here today at some time. So.
Trevor's had a couple of games since you talked about him needing to play big. Have you seen what you wanted to in terms of responsibility?
Well, I'm proud of Trevor coming back and battling, you know, through, you know, his injury or whatever and being there for his team yesterday. As I said, Trevor's numbers are excellent, you know, but it's about winning, you know. I mean, this game's about winning. So his numbers were big in the game, but he's got to step up, make some of those plays at the end. We can make some of those plays for him at the end. So for him to continue to grow for this football team and needs to play really, really well for our football team here down the stretch.
Time for a few more guys.
Gary, do you think the running game is fixable?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's fixable. First off, you got to do it. You know, and yesterday, in my opinion, we needed to throw the ball to have a chance to win. So I'm the one that started throwing the heck out of the ball. But the thing we got to do is we got to eliminate negative plays. I mean, like I said, what, 9 runs, 10 runs? There were more runs called where we give Trevor the option to do some things with the ball. So there's more called. But too many negative plays. I mean, negatives going backwards. I think we had 3 holding calls on 3 different running plays out of 9 or 10. Put the ball on the ground another play. So just too many negative things. We got to get rid of those for us to keep moving the ball forward.
Why do you think the troubles up front have been so difficult to fix?
What do you mean?
The offensive line.
Well, I mean, I look at the game yesterday, and, you know, we threw the ball. How many times did we throw it? 50-something times. We protected well, you know. We had 3 sacks. 2 of those are on Trevor. You got to get rid of the ball. He knows that. But we protected our quarterback good. You know, we've been searching for consistency at right tackle. I think Donald's come back and played better the last 2 weeks. You know, I think we're battling, doing some positive things, but just like anything else, like I'm saying, we need to be more consistent in what we're doing.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, sir.